Welcome, Forever Brawlers, to the 39th episode. I'm Jordan, and today we're going to be going over on how to join my esports organization. It's not really mine, it's a different guy's, Hank's, that you'll be able to join. I joined, he invited me to it. It's a great organization. It's very small right now, but we're planning on joining tournaments and playing against other esports teams. But yeah, so I'll tell you all about how to get into the club and how to join the Discord server. And yeah, all of that will be in this episode. And yeah, it'll be a fairly short episode, but it'll be very informational. So yeah, let's hop right into it. Okay, to get into the club, you'll, first of all, we've decided that you'll need to beat, Hank, Decolette, which is, Decolette from the Mortis Brawl, podcast, me, Bear King, or Provo Bandit, who hosts the, Brawl show, in a 1v1 to be allowed in the club. And also, if you have above, like, 35k trophies, you're automatically in, because then you're probably better than anyone that you would 1v1, because the max trophies for people in the esports is like, in the esports organization is like 33k, I think. Yeah, 33,000 trophies. So if you have above that approximately, then you can still do the 1v1, but you're welcome to join. Yeah. You must have a minimum of 18,000 trophies. This is subject to change if you beat us in the 1v1, any of us in the 1v1. But, yeah, also, depending on how many trophies you are, you'll be paired up with different people. Like, let's say you have 18,000 to 20,000 trophies, then you'll be paired up with Provo Bandit, probably, because that's about how many he has. But, yeah. And also, if you have 20k to 25k, you'll go against Bear King, who has 23k. And if you have 25k to 30k, you'll 1v1 me, because I just hit, like, 25k, I think, the other day. And then, if you have 30k or above, then you'll 1v1 Decolette or Hank. And also, Hank made this. So, huge shout-out to you, Hank, if you are listening to this. So, yeah, and once you're in the club, there's not very many rules, but you have to speak in English. That's one of the biggest ones. Don't start arguments or join in on arguments. And, also another big one, don't be inactive for more than like a week, because that will result in you being kicked. So, you'll get a warning once there's like 5 or 6 days from me, Hank, or Decolette, or someone in the club. But yeah, if you're inactive, we can't have inactive people in the esports. So yeah, that's about it for the club qualifications. And also, if you're in the club, be ready to like scrim and stuff, do scrimmages, so we can improve our skills and get ready for tournaments. And also, yeah, also you have to join the Discord server. That's necessary. We're gonna be chatting on that a lot. It's called Magic Esports. Well, Magic Gaming. I will put the link in the description so you can join the server. And also, I will get the link for the club soon. I think Decolette currently is owning the club. And I'm owning the server, but that will probably change eventually. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing this, and maybe even getting some cash prizes from Matcharino, because I know Matcharino has a lot of different tournaments that you can join in on, and you can get pins, money, like all sorts of things from Matcharino. They're a great organization. And also, if you want to get the Matcharino pin, some of you have been asking me what the pin is that I've been using. It's like it's like Spike, and then he like has a suit of armor like go over him, and then he does like a thumbs up. Basically, what you have to do to get that is you have to go on to, you have to go on to matcherino.com, matcherino.com, and then donate $5 or more to any tournament prize pool, any other tournament that is verified, and you can donate $5, and then you will be sent the Matcherino pin, the Matcherino supporter pin, in about 2 weeks. It's a sick pin. I'm not sure if it's worth the money, but I bought it because I like to get exclusive things. I like having exclusive stuff in the shop, well, in the game. And also, this isn't necessary, but I'm going to be changing my name to MGC Zeus, because my in-game name right now is Zeus. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. It'll make us, like, more professional. I know Bear King's already changed his name to MGC slash Bear King. It's not a slash, but there's, like, a line. You've probably seen it. But, yeah, like, all the big esports teams have, like, the three or four letters in front for, like, the name of their esports organization. Like, for example, Tribe is TRB. Zeta is, since they have two teams, this is a, actually, never mind, that one's not a good example. But, like, for example, Chasmat Gaming, it's CMG, and for, like, Vatra, it's VTR. Like, you kind of get the idea. So ours is Magic Gaming, so it will be MGC, whatever your name is currently. So you don't have to do that. That's not a requirement at all. But I'm going to be changing my name to that very soon. I know Bear King has. And it just looks at us, and it just makes us, like, a lot more intimidating and professional. But, again, that's not a requirement and optional. 100% optional. But yeah, I think that's basically it for this episode. If there's anything else you want to know about the esports thing, then you can email me, you can join the Magic Esports Discord server, which I will put in the description, so you can join that. And talk to me, any questions you want, and same with Jay Collette, he's also on there, Provo Bandit's also on it, those three podcasters are on there, so make sure to join that before doing anything else. If you don't join the Discord server, you're not going to be able to join the club, and without joining the Discord server, you can't be part of the organization. So I think that's about it for this episode. Make sure to leave a 5-star review on my podcast, right now. You know what, let's just read off the reviews really quickly that I've gotten, just all of them, starting from scratch. So, the first review is from Nemo. He was my first, basically, listener and supporter, so I'm really thankful for Nemo. He's an amazing podcaster and a great person. I highly recommend listening to his podcast. It's probably better than mine, if I'm being completely honest. But yeah, he says, awesome. Just checked out this podcast, and it's awesome. Well done and professional episodes. It's really cool to have some new podcasts. Keep it up, Jordan. So yeah, next one's from R. Mort. Keep it up. Awesome. And then Lollipop says, Milan Usk. Great pod. Very professional. Keep up the good work. The episodes have good topics. Intro's fire. So thank you, Lollipop, for the review. I know he leaves really, really funny reviews on Eternal Brawl. They're hilarious. He like does like raps and stuff. It's hysterical. But yeah, NASCAR Gamer. Oh, wait, that's actually just me. Never mind. And then Greg Bauer says, if you like Brawl Stars, you should check this out. I love the two co-hosts. They make a good dynamic. Provo Bandit. So thank you so much for the review, Provo Bandit. And Nixter to Trickster says, really good pod, but please upload if you have time. I need the great content on this podcast. So yeah, I haven't been recording for a while because I've been busy with school, and after school activities and just general things. Yeah, me man 2 3 4 says soy amigo boom boom skull emoji. Yeah, that's a 5-star review, thank you. Me man 2 3 4, I'm pretty sure that's Yobab the Slob. I played with him a little bit, not very much, but he's an amazing player. Yeah, and then KHKGASHJ, bunch of letters, just says Prova Bandit did a review on this podcast and a collab. Wow. Also, any Brawl Stars podcast gets 5 stars. 5 for 5. Definitely not brainwashing star hats. You should wear one. Be happy like I am. Okay. All right. I'm not sure what that means. But thank you for the 5-star review anyways. So, yeah. It's kind of weird. All of these reviews are 5 stars, but somehow I have a 4.5 star review rating on Apple Podcasts. And then also, on Spotify, for some reason, I have a 5.2 out of 5-star rating. So, apparently it's possible to have above 5 stars on podcasts. Go check that out if you see that. Let me know if it's just me, but other people have pointed that out to me, and it's very interesting how it's above 5 stars, which I didn't think was possible. But yeah, anyways, I have 17 reviews on there, and I have 15 reviews on Apple. So yeah, I think that's about it for this episode. Make sure to join the Discord server and then the club so you can be the part of this. And I look forward to being on this esports team, and yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.